In a world full of content, two nerds try something totally unoriginal. A Simpsons review podcast. Sacrilicious with Robin and Snurts features a couple of chums chatting about this fantacular television show. One of us picks a Simpsons episode, we go through the plot, point out our favorite bits, and provide questionable impressions. There's also an original fake ad set within the Simpsons universe. Our goal is to release two episodes each month. Find Sacrilicious with Robin and Snurts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Smell you later, true believers.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, all Erasa Daklan ever wanted to be was a Jedi. When she and her family are caught in the midst of a galactic war, Larissa feels herself slipping closer to an edge she doesn't want to cross. But a terrible mistake forces her to leave the Jedi Order and find a new path for herself and her family. Now, Larissa must battle an emperor gone mad and a hidden enemy who wants to destroy the very force itself. Based off the MMO Star Wars The Old Republic, Legacy, a Star Wars audio drama, is complete with 21 episodes ready for you to binge. Listen on your podcast network of choice or go to talesoftheforgotten.com/legacy.
And the bad?
Your proposal for blood donation centers across Nemoria was rejected again.
The reason this time?
Same as before. Change is hard.
The way we do things isn't sustainable with our numbers. These younger vampires are killing more humans than are being born. If their masters aren't going to teach them discipline. It was my mother, wasn't it?
Not just her, but she was the most vocal, of course.
What does she want? What does she want, Nico? In exchange for her support.
Half your lands.
She's not poor. She doesn't need them.
You have more than she does. She doesn't like it.
Then she shouldn't be so fucking terrible at managing her clan.
I don't disagree, but the elders...
She has their ears.
You have support. More than you realize.
Just not enough.
Not yet.
I'll think about it. A restful sleep, Nico. Yes, Boise.
Why did I let a human go?
Details.
The arrogant fuck asked to be taken by the flat you generously provided for him first. He brought a pillowcase. I didn't search it. I'm assuming it was filled with food and water. I dropped him where you instructed.
And the drone?
It's following him, unbeknownst to him.
Good.
This is dangerous, Alexa.
I know. Begin our plans for the blood donation centers.
We got approval?
Of course not.
Didn't think so. I'll get it started quietly.
No. Make it loud.
You sure you want to rock that boat?
Positive.
On it.
Thank you, Boise.
You should have let me eat him.
I suspect you wouldn't have liked his taste at all.
Whatever. Blood's blood.
Indeed. Computer. Show me footage from flat 6697J. Last moon at approximately 3. There was not an aspect of the humans' lives my clan did not monitor. Hidden cameras and listening devices in every home. The surveillance was 24/7, but there was not always someone watching and listening. Just our ability to do so, if needed. The automatons that cleaned and served the humans also listened, sending us reports and alerts as specific keywords were used. I watched the footage from Regal's flat. I watched the idiot run inside and pull something from underneath his mattress. Camera freeze. Zoom in on what the subject is holding. It looked to be a very old piece of parchment. Frayed edges. Strange. Paper was used only by the rich. Only as an indulgence. It wasn't something a human would... What the fuck? As Regal rolled the piece of parchment up, I could see it, clear as day. The symbol for the cave, and more importantly, what was inside the cave. Oh, you stupid, stupid human. I looked at the time. The sun was risen. If the wild beasts that roam the unclaimed lands didn't kill him, he would reach the cave by sundown. I could take a transport, but I would run the risk of causing too much attention. I would have to wait till the moon's light and my ability to shapeshift. But it was possible I wouldn't get there in time. Whatever. If he dies, he dies. It's his own fault. Idiot. I didn't want this one to die. I felt many things for humans over the centuries. Pity, anger, empathy, even desire. But I'd never been annoyed. One had never had the courage, or stupidity, to look me in the face and demand freedom. Oh, there were revolutions in the past, but when their leaders sent their demands through missive or hologram, they felt safe in their rebel bases. They were not hours after a vampire war, still in rags. And none of them had been so bold to stare into my eyes. None had touched my face like that either. Ridiculous. Bring up drone 786C. Don't you dare die, you stupid, stupid man.
I'd never tell anyone this, but after climbing over these damn hills all night, I was starting to think freedom wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I could be in that bed right now. Or Alexa's bed, for that matter. Not that I wanted to be in her bed, just that I could, if I wanted, which I didn't. I was getting closer, though. I'd passed two landmarks on my map, still had some supplies left from what I'd shoved in that pillowcase, and I'd avoided two Vugans. So take that, Alexa. I'm doing just fine on my own. Oh, shit. I jinxed it. I fucking jinxed. Run. Run, Regal. Come on.
Come in.
Your midday appointment is here.
Thank you, Isbay. Before you go, a question.
Sure. What's up?
If you were given your freedom, if I offered to set you free, would you take it?
And do what?
I don't know. Be free?
I am free.
Not as free as I am.
Actually, I'd argue I'm more free than you are.
How so?
I know this isn't true for every human on Nemoria, but I've got all the freedom I want. I can do pretty much what I want when I want. Every need is met, and the price I pay for that is sexy as hell and keeps you alive. That's a win-win. But you, on the other hand, have a huge weight on your shoulders. You take care of us, you deal with that woman, the elders, and probably a dozen other things I'm not privy to. But me? After I'm done here, I'm gonna go eat chocolate truffles.
Nisha does make the best chocolate truffles.
Oh my god, they are to die for.
Surely not all feel as you do.
Who doesn't like chocolate truffles?
No, not that.
Oh. Well, if they're not in Clan Vera's, no. Probably not.
Even if they are in my clan.
Fuck 'em. Maybe some humans don't want vampires to feed on them. Okay, but there's not a planet in the galaxy where freedom or good living or whatever you want to call it doesn't have a price.
Others get to choose that price.
Is this whole conversation inspired by Mr. Stick-Up-His-Ass?
No. Maybe.
Something about that one, huh?
No. Of course not. It's not about him. We're making changes, or I'm trying to. And I wanted your opinion. That's all.
Forcing choice on people, even if that choice is freedom, is still forcing it. Maybe he wants to be free, whatever that means to him, but that doesn't mean he gets to decide for everybody. What that man actually needs is some good old-fashioned therapy. Clan Sora was terrible.
It truly was.
He ever say thank you?
He probably doesn't even know the word.
No chocolate truffles for him until he does.
You tell him that.
Oh, I will.
Thank you, Isbay.
Anytime. Good luck with that woman.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? Well, with the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all of our shows, like this one. And you'll be supporting the creators and stories you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But since we like to spoil you, a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a whole lot more. So go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or click the link in the description.
I was beginning to think you forgot what time it was.
Hello, Mother.
I've asked you repeatedly to call me Valoria.
It doesn't change what you are.
Neither does using a term I despise. Are we so keen on beginning this meeting in an antagonistic manner?
I didn't fire the first shot. You did.
You continue to try to shape reality to fit your nonsense. You fired the first shot when you thought you could push your proposal ahead of mine.
I've yet to hear your proposal.
You are not an elder.
Yet. What do you want?
Many things. None that you could give me.
To accept my proposal for the blood donation centers. What do you want?
Your little pet Niku didn't tell you?
I want to hear you say it.
Since you were rude, my price has gone up.
I'm sure it has. Speak it.
Half your lands, and now all of your armies.
Is that all?
For now.
You hate it, don't you? How quickly I surpassed you in everything.
You are an arrogant little brat if you think that.
I've been called worse by people greater than you.
By the moon goddess, Alexa, I am shocked your hubris hasn't killed you yet. Here is what will happen, daughter.
This will be entertaining, I'm sure.
You will support my proposal. The elders acknowledge the issue that soon there will not be enough humans to properly feed vampires.
Properly.
Therefore, we will open up birthing centers around Nemoria.
Excuse me?
The most genetically ideal human females will be brought to the centers, surgically made pregnant in a controlled environment, and those offspring will be immediately distributed to centers where they will be bred for quality.
That's barbaric.
Don't be such a child.
I will never support this.
You will do as I command you.
Never. You are a disgrace to our clan.
How dare you? I'm a disgrace? You dishonor my name every time you let one of these cattle touch you. You think I don't know what you do here?
By the goddess, I'm not the first vampire to fuck a human, Mother.
I don't care what other vampires do. I care about you dragging my name through the mud. Your empathy for these humans is disgusting.
Here we go.
You think your humans care about the cow you murdered to feed them? They don't. They are our food, Alexa. They are nothing, literally nothing more than that.
The problem here isn't my alleged hubris if you cannot see the difference between a human and a cow.
Enough. You will support my proposal. It will pass with or without you. But if you do not support it, if you try me, Alexa, I will have you removed from the council altogether.
Excuse me?
You heard me clearly.
If it's war you want.
You were blessed with skill with a weapon, I'll give you that, but you are not better at spinning a narrative than I, and I have the elders' ears. You will not win a war with me, and we both know it.
Get out.
Grow up, Alexa. I'll see you at the next council meeting, daughter.
Mistress Vires?
Boise.
Is she gone?
Mm-hmm. Her and her whole ridiculous entourage. I could kill her if you like.
If anyone is going to kill that woman, it's going to be... Fuck!
What is that?
Regal's fucking drone.
Ugh, let him die!
I knew I should have. I had bigger concerns now than a dumb human who wanted to roam the wildlands. But I was still moving at vampire speeds back to my office. I silenced the alert, bringing up the drone's camera. God damn it, Regal. Avugan was chasing him. He was lucky. It wasn't as fast as a Curatius, but it would gain on him eventually. Its clawed, curved feet were built for the hillside, and when it caught him, it would rip him to pieces.
It's going to eat him.
I hung my head between my shoulders. It was midday. I couldn't shapeshift. The only way I could get to him was if I took my transport. And if I took my transport, I ran the risk of someone noticing.
Alexa, don't even think it.
I have to go.
You know our enemies have eyes on us.
I'll risk it. I'll take them.
He's just a human. We kill them all the time.
I know, Boise. I know. I still have to save him.
Why?
Because he wants to help his people with the same kind of passion I want to help ours. Because he's right. I am tired of spoils so basic.
I don't even know what that means. Fine. You stay, I'll go. And I promise I'll actually save him and won't eat him like he deserves.
No. He's my problem.
He's not good enough to be your problem, Alexa.
You're right. And maybe one day he'll realize that.
That jackass? Hardly.
I'll be back.
I'll cover you as best I can.
I know you will.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Vampire Beginnings. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. To learn more about our shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Vampire Beginnings was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound design by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Starring Maganda Marie as Alexa, Isaac Mian as Regal, Tiani Ma as Boise, Caroline Orjuela as Isbe, Jermaine Woods as Niku, Melissa Okistakanis as Valoria.